Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is who did you follow into the boat? And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 23. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. I think that today's scripture contains a detail we must never overlook as we navigate life. The Bible says after preaching for a while, Jesus got into a boat and his disciples followed him. Why is this of any import? If you read further down from verse 24 to 27, you will see what happened shortly after. The disciples encountered a fierce and ferocious storm. The Bible says it occurred suddenly and it was a great tempest. Naturally, the disciples panicked. But guess what saved the day? Their ability to reach out to Jesus. Jesus was right there in that boat because they followed him into the boat. Jesus led, they followed. This morning, my question to you is, who did you follow into the boat you are in now? Whose agenda are you pursuing? If a great tempest arises now, does the one who you followed have the capacity to silence the storms? Or would the one who you followed quake with fear just like you? We must consistently and very regularly do audits on where we are and how we got where we are. I do this all the time in my secret place. I examine myself to make sure that I am still following Jesus into his boat or I am still in the same boat with Jesus. Some of us started by following Jesus into a boat but jumped into another boat that was passing by. It is important that we stay in the boat that Jesus has led us into. The reason is your deliverance is guaranteed only when you have allowed Jesus lead. Recently, I realized I had become extremely busy. Extreme busyness is a red flag for me. So I ran to my secret place to check if I was in the right boat. The Lord was gracious to point out to me which errands I had chosen to run without him sending me. I immediately repented and let go of them instantly. It is dangerous to be in a boat that Jesus did not lead you into. Check who you followed into that boat and receive the courage as well as the humility to jump out of the wrong and into the right one. May God help us. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for today. Please, divinely lead us in the path that we should go. We pray for divine direction. We cry for divine direction. Please, help us to be true sons that are led by the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God only. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com. or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.